In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. One God, three persons. But let's not forget that every Sunday is a celebration of the feast of the Holy Trinity, the one God. And this feast was introduced in the liturgy in the 14th century. And the feast of the Holy Trinity invites us to know the nature of our God. Dear brothers and sisters, our God is a God full of love, compassion, care and concern for His people. And at times we have failed to understand this mystery. We have failed to live this mystery in our life and also to form our families after the example of the Holy Trinity. For these weak moments of our life and also for all the shortcomings that we had, let us be sorry and ask pardon and mercy from our loving Father. Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. With the two tablets of stone in his hand, Moses went up the mountain of Sinai in the early morning, as the Lord had commanded him. And the Lord descended in the form of a cloud, and Moses stood with him there. He called on the names of the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, "Lord, Lord, a God of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness." And Moses bowed down to the ground at once and worshipped. "If I have indeed won your favor, Lord," he said, "let my Lord come with us, I beg. True, they are headstrong people, but forgive us all faults and our sins, and adopt us as your heritage." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Saint Paul to the Romans. Everyone moved by the Spirit is a son of God. The Spirit you received is not the spirit of slaves bringing fear into your lives again. It is the Spirit of sons, and it makes us cry out, "Abba, Father." The Spirit himself and our spirit bear united witness that we are children of God. And if we are children, we are heirs as well, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, sharing his sufferings so as to share his glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise the Father and praise the Son. Praise the Spirit, hallelujah. Oh Jesus, your kingdom reign. Warm our hearts, please, and help us sing of your glory, your power and might. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Father and praise the Son. Praise the Spirit who makes us one. Praise the Father and praise the Son. Praise the Spirit, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, it's not important to know whether one believes in God. It's not important to know whether one believes in God. Why not so? Because everyone believes in God. That's why we are here. Even an atheist believes in God. He may not believe in the God I and you believe in, but definitely, without any doubt, he believes in a God. Then what is important? What is important? What is the kind of God that we believe in is important. What is the kind of God that we believe in is important. Now you may ask me, isn't it there is only one God? No, there are many gods. There are many gods, or to put it in other words, there are many ways to understand God. How to understand this? I had a Muslim friend, and when I was talking to him about God, I asked him, what is the concept of God in your religion? He said, according to Muslim religion, God created the heaven and the earth, and he remains there up and governs from there. He never comes down. He made or gave rules and regulation for human beings, and at the end he will judge them and he will punish their wrongdoings. This is their understanding. When I was doing my theological studies in Bangalore, I had a friend who was from Africa, and as I was talking to him about God, he said he is to go hunting with his friends. And before entering a forest, they had a beautiful custom of praying. And this friend of mine prayed to God while his friends prayed to their ancestors. And his friends never understood why this man is praying to God. They remarked, saying, why do you pray to God? We should not disturb him unless we have no rain. And for ordinary things, ordinary troubles, you should not trouble God. Instead, you should pray to your ancestors, because God is not interested in the day-to-day happenings of your life. God is not interested in the day-to-day happenings of your life. That is their understanding. Is it clear, brothers and sisters, what I said? There are many gods, or there are many ways to understand God. Is this the God that we believe in? I am sure, dear brothers and sisters, many Christians who are very faithful to Sunday obligation, who are very faithful to their family prayers, very faithful to reading of the Bible, may say that they believe in a God revealed by Jesus, but harboring in their mind a different kind of God, that of the God of the pagans or of the Muslims, or maybe a different God of their imagination. That's why someone said there are many gods, as many as people on this earth. If there are 200 people here, there are 200 gods or 200 notions of a God. Brothers and sisters, we are celebrating the feast of the Holy Trinity. And in the introduction I said, this is an occasion to understand the nature of our God and to purify our minds and hearts of impure thoughts or misunderstandings of our God. And the readings of today are a great help in this search of ours. The first reading, taken from the book of Exodus. We have Moses going up to the mountain of Sinai with two tablets. God had commanded him to come there. And Moses is spending time waiting for the Lord. And at the end, Moses makes a request, "Lord, show me your face." Brothers and sisters, in the book of Genesis and Exodus, very often God speaks. But it is only here, at the end of the book of Exodus, God speaks of himself. Moses makes a request, "Lord, show me your face." But the Lord says, "You cannot see my face. Man cannot leave my face and live." Instead, he says, "I, the Lord, am a God of tenderness and compassion. I am a God of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness. For thousands I maintain my kindness, forgive faults, transgressions, sins." Look at the merciful face of our God. God of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness. For thousands generations I maintain my kindness, forgive faults, transgressions and sins. Dear brothers and sisters, so far the people had a different understanding of God. They used to think that the God is like a military commander who is full of anger, full of aggression and ready to punish their sins. But then God gives here through Moses a different understanding of God, saying that he is a God of love, compassion, care and concern for his people. In the second reading, we have the Trinitarian formula. And Saint Paul greets the people of Corinth using this Trinitarian formula, which we use in the liturgy or the Mass. In the beginning of the Mass, priest greets the congregation using this Trinitarian formula. What does it say? "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Dear brothers and sisters, through this, Saint Paul reminds us that it is God who initiated our salvation. In the first reading, we said that our God is a God of love and compassion, And when we went away from him through our sinfulness, God is the one who initiated salvation. And it is through Jesus coming to this earth, through his death, resurrection, he completed the work of salvation. And it is the Holy Spirit, the love between the Father and the Son, whom we have received in the sacrament of baptism, is the one who is helping us to walk in this way of the salvation, or to reach that ultimate goal, the beatific vision in heaven. And in the gospel, dear brothers and sisters, we have the ultimate revelation of God's love. God loved the world so much that he sent his only Son, so that all may have eternal life. God wants, dear brothers and sisters, you and me, to enjoy the eternal life that he has prepared for us. Look at the love, the compassion, the care, and the concern that our God has for us. Brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the feast of the Holy Trinity. Very difficult mystery of our faith for our reason. However much explanation we give, we may not be able to grasp in totality this mystery of our faith. The mystery of the Holy Trinity remains still a mystery. With that, we should not wash our hands and keep this mystery aside, saying, "I cannot understand this mystery." Dear brothers and sisters, the more we try to live this mystery in our life, it becomes very meaningful, understandable to our intellect, to our reason. How to live this mystery in our life? Brothers and sisters, we all want to see the face of God. Moses asked the Lord, "Show me your face." And we are seeking to see the face of God. And how to see the face of God, how to have eternal life? Jesus said in the gospel, it is only in or through believing in the one who sent Jesus. What is eternal life? In the gospel of John says, eternal life is to believe in the Messiah and the one who sent him. And when can we believe? It is not after our death, but it is here when we live our earthly life. It is through believing that we attain eternal life. And one who believes in Jesus, dear brothers and sisters, definitely loves Jesus. And Jesus said in the Gospel of John, "One who loves me will keep my commandments." And it is only through obeying the commandments of God, it is only through living the will of God in our day-to-day life, we are able to reach the ultimate goal of our life, that is eternal life. And where do we learn to obey the commandments of God? It is in our family. It is in our family. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the feast of the family of God. We have a feast of the Holy Family. But today we are celebrating the feast of the family of God. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three distinct persons, but one God. Three of them are doing different jobs, but doing it in unison, doing it in unity. That is the beauty of this Trinity. Dear brothers and sisters, when we live this unity in diversity in our life, in our family, in our parishes, in our wards, that is the secret of our happiness or the Christian life. Jesus invites us to look into the mystery of the Trinity, to understand our God who is loving, who is compassion, who is full of tenderness, and also to live this message, this mystery of Trinity in our day-to-day life. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are around this altar, as we are nearing the consecration, let us renew our faith in the Trinity. And also let us imbibe the virtues, the qualities of this Trinity, and live our family life, our Christian life to the full. Amen.